A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Labour Amendment Bill.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 14-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com and www.boindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Labour Amendment Bill.
The Senate tomorrow will debate the bill, and if it sells through, President Robert Mugabe is expected to sign it into law this week. The bill was adopted by the National Assembly without amendments after the legislators unanimously agreed that workers must be fairly compensated for services rendered during their employment tenure.
The Parliamentary Legal Committee had issued an adverse report saying the law could not be applied in retrospect. But this was shot down by parliamentarians. Clause 18 of the proposed labor law amendments would have the effect of revoking the rights of employers to terminate job contracts on notice as upheld by a July 17th Supreme Court ruling. Labor unions say about 20,000 people have lost their jobs since the ruling and have urged the government to extend protection to those affected.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo foit.
Ongoka Gibbs, nasi tila utitinge chitaura nezwe biri rineche kuita neva shandi kana uti Labour Amendment Bill. Trukuza uti musuwa 17 mwezi wapera darepa musore Supreme Court rankaratiro vashandi rugi. Vano kwanisa kungo dzinga vashandi icheronguwa vakango vapa notice chete. Vachinzi vano kwanisa upo wa mari ye mwezi mitatu inotevera. Asi trukona uti hurumende yakwedza kugadzirisa izvi mushure mekunge vashandi vano kaiwo zvuru makumi maviri 20,000 kupfuura 20,000 vadzingwa. Tirikunzwawo kuti kuna Harare City Council pamba ine hurongwa yekuti vamwe vashandi vanosvika zvuru zvitatu 3,000 vadzingwe. Pane makunga kunga zvakare kuti kuchitungwidza Town Council kunogona kunge kuchidzingwawo vamwe vashandi. Gibbs,
iwambe zvuru kandava ndingatona njani kuna ngapola pelikona ngemakaya tina ngapa lo blessing siyaphila sivile kwamagama. Ye, sizwile ke ukuti kuna ngale parliamente kade kulesipansi phezulu abanye besithi i-Labour Amendment Bill le efakiweyo inganephula isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Batsho njalo ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi idala lepalamente ele-Supreme Court Blessing layethula ke isinqumo sokuthi abaqhatshi bangaxotsha izisebenzi nxa befisa nje babanike iinyanga ezintathu ukuthi batshaye phansi. Sesibonele njalo ukuthi egweru lapho kule-ZBC khona sokuvaliwe ngci sizwile ukuthi iradio Zimbabwe ithwele nzima ngoba kuxotsha abantu abaningi kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke eHarare City Council lakho sizokuthiwa befuna ukuxotsha 3,000 abantu. Singathi ziningi kakhulu indawo esezixotsha abantu kwabasebefika kadesi kuma-22,000 khonapho. So sifuna ukuzwangani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lololethwa ebudala lepalamente. Umthetho lowo abakhulumayo bathi ungani wephula isisekelo sombuso welizwe ngoba iyabe singazani sesibeka katshana isinqumo Supreme Court. So iko ngani kuyahlupa khona.
Of course like we indicated earlier on the bill actually sailed through the lower house, that is the House of Assembly, yesterday, and tomorrow it will be going before the Senate. But of course before the bill passed in the House of Assembly, there was an adverse report that was produced by the Parliamentary Legal Committee. Of course before coming on air I had a chance to talk to the chairperson of the Parliamentary Legal Committee, that is Honorable Fortune Chassie of ZANU-PF. Of course, I asked him why is it that his committee passed an adverse report on this bill. And let's take a listen.
Let me explain that my role as chairperson of the PLC is simply to preside over the examination of any bill or statutory instrument or general notice that has been issued by the executive and test it against the provisions of the Constitution. And that is what the committee did. And it came to the conclusion that the retrospective application of the law to the people that got fired after the Supreme Court judgment went against the grain of the Constitution. Now, one must understand that there is a distinction of roles between the executive, parliament, and the judiciary. And the purpose of this committee is not to try and direct government policy. It's simply to do the technical work that I have referred to, and parliament comprehensively and totally rejected the technical interpretation taken by the committee. And remember, this must not be interpreted to be a position to say that the committee was against the bill. It was simply a technical evaluation. And the government and the executive in particular are the right to originate these laws. And parliament is supreme. Parliament is preeminent. So parliament can make or unmake laws. And I think yesterday was a demonstration of the preeminence of parliament in the lawmaking process.
But would you agree with the critics who are saying this bill was rather hurried with no time at all to look at its implications?
The exigencies of the situation, I think, necessitated that the matter must be dealt with in an extraordinary fashion. There is no doubt that a lot of suffering with the fallen workers who have been fired. And the government has obviously a responsibility to ensure that these people are protected on an emergency basis. I mean, we have had over 20,000 people that have been fired from their jobs.
Of course, that was Honorable Fortune Chassie, the chairperson of the Parliamentary Legal Committee, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and also the former Deputy Justice Minister, Gibbs.
And of course, Blessing, now we've got our guests lined up. First of all, we've got Mr. Davis Ndubiso Spanda, a labor expert based in the city of Lawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
We also have Mr. Japhet Moyo, the ZCTU Secretary General. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we also have Mr. John Mufukari, who is the MCOS Executive Director. Mr. Mufukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and good evening to listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I think
thank you so much, gentlemen. Let's, of course, start with you, Mr. Mufukari. What is your take on this bill that sailed through the lower house of assembly yesterday?
Let me give you a short background to this bill.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on labor law reform, and when I say we, I mean the tripartite in Zimbabwe, for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it culminated in 13 principles that were agreed to on 4 August 2014. The understanding was that these 13 principles were then going to inform the reform of our labor law. And the outcome that we see now, HB 7 of 2015, bears little, if any, resemblance to the 13 principles that we agreed upon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's business's take on HB 7 of 2015.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that short response.
Yes. So let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, can you hear me very well?
Yes, please.
Now, I'll read something. You know, I've got the Labour Amendment Bill with me here. So it says, the Labour Amendment Bill has come about in recognition of the need not only to align labour laws with the Constitution, in particular Section 65 on labour rights, but also to promote productivity and competitiveness of local industry. A consultative process was carried out by government by including its two other social partners, labour and business. How true is this?
The consultations were done, as Mr. Mfukari is mentioning. Consultations were done. Certain principles were agreed. The bill does not reflect those principles. So let's separate what the bill is all about now and whether there was consultation before on the labor law reform itself. So we have been working on the labor law reform for the past 4 years or so. Listeners need to understand that we had been complaining to the international community about closing of the trade union space. And we had a commission of inquiry which came to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwean government accepted these findings. One of the recommendations was to amend or reform our labor law. And we started the process since then. But what is being carried by the current labor, what is contained in the current law does not reflect what we agreed, because I think what is contained more is about what transpired after a dispute concerning certain workers and a certain company. So it does not contain what we have been discussing over the years.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Sbanda, if you can come in, what is your take on this bill and what labor and business are saying?
I think I fully agree with both earlier speakers that as a consultant talking to both labor and employers, the coming up with the 13 points that the tripartite had come with, it actually involved consultations. You would talk to the unions, they knew what was happening. You would talk to the employer bodies, they knew what was happening. And there was an expectation that the Amendment Act would come, would be modeled around those 13 principles. But what we see on the ground is actually a legislation that is actually emotional, that is actually modeled over a case. That is about dealing with a specific crisis, but which is going to prove very expensive, first for the country as we go forward, because investor confidence is actually compromised by an accelerated creation of legislation or alteration of legislation. And if you look at the legislation, the changes that are coming in, they might look attractive to the employees who have actually been dismissed. But long term, there are a lot of loopholes which will make life very difficult for the workers. And also, the same legislation is making doing business for the employers very difficult if you look at the bill as it is. What we are likely going to see once it becomes law is a lot of litigation related to the constitutionality of some of the decisions that we have taken. And we might actually come together again to revisit the 13 principles, because the bill as it stands today is unlikely to attract investment. It is a bill that is intended to actually deal with the dismissal more than anything else. And it has done a lot of things, like throwing a lot of things to NECs, and the NECs themselves have their own set of problems that have always been there. We have had voluntary NECs, and the word voluntary is being removed. We don't know how the voluntary NECs are now going to be transformed into statutory NECs, whether that can actually happen just like that. There are a lot of legal issues that are going to emerge out of this. The minister is getting hands-on on a number of actually disputes between the parties. there will be a lot of litigation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Labour Amendment Bill that was passed by the lower house yesterday. And of course, our guests this evening, we have Mr. Japhet Moyo, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union Secretary General. We have Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe Executive Director, John Mufukari. And we also have a Labour expert, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda Gibbs.
Yebambe okwamanje sesile umlaleli ogona lapha ecingweni okhuluma isintu sesizothi kuloba lapha ecingweni ye ungawutshona njani kona lapho okhona kuba ungesira ungana kunjalo utshona njani baba
khona kunjani
ayisiphilile ibizo mbani baba
uDesire
oh Desire unjani mbona lapha bebhale gesira ya ngani babhale ku sibili ya kodwa hayi sesizwile ukuthi uDesire. So, right?
Yeah, I'm right, Baba Njani.
It's pretty cool. What do you think about
it? Yeah, I'm going to say, the bill is my passion money. Kuyi ntwenhle kakhulu makuthi izobenefita abasebenzi ngoba kuyindaba ezibuhlungu kakhulu ukuze ukuthi abantu balahlekelwa umsebenzi ngokuningi ngale ndlela bese kusenzeka ngakhona akuyona into enhle kakhulu and ma ubheke izwe lakithi ngendlela okuthiwa lathola lo the so-called uzibuse engingathi uzibuse onjani ngalesi sikhathi still sesenomthetho omubi kangaka okhoza ukuthi abasebenzi baze baxoshe bebebaningi kangaka kusho ukuthi ugovernment iminyaka yonke leyo besenzani bebengekho ama-law makers bebengawubona ukuthi umthetho mibi na angazi noma kube kunomuntu wegovernment bezositshela ukuthi yini kade eyenza ukuthi lo mthetho ubuvele ukhona wawuphaswe kanjani babengawuboni ukubi bawubona
ye kodwa sinxa sesigangela ke baba Desire sidlula kancane ngodaba lolu kukhanya ngazani ke okuhluphayo ukuthi okunye okuyi-close kwangikhona okuphakathi khonapho kungani kwenza ukuthi i-constitution yephulwe mbijana isekelo sombuso welizwe so akusuze kuhlupheni khonokho unxa sukangele ngoba uyayenelisa ukuthi ulungisele izisebenzi kodwa usona khonapho kuzahamba njani ngombono wakho
nalapho kurong ukuthi umthetho esisekelo wezwe uphulwe ngoba ma ugovernment evunyele ukuthi aphule umthetho esisekelo i-constitution akulunganga kanjalo kodwa-ke ngendlela esazi ngakhona ugovernment vele unokungalandela imithetho eminingi kunokuthi i-constitution ihamba kanje ugovernment azihambele indlela yena acabanga ukuthi i-right so kunzima kusesenzima kakhulu ezimbabwe ukuthi imithetho ihambe kahle ibe right angazi kuyokwenzeka sekuningi
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu khona ngapho ngapho usejozi
ya
hayi ke sibongele kakhulu ke mnumzana Desire khona ngapho ke ejozi ungadinela kusasa mfowethu
okay,
yeah, so what Mr. Desire is saying is that, you know, he's happy that Parliament has actually passed this kind of bill. But he says, breaking the law, yes, the government is always breaking the law. So what's special about this, you know?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7, a live talk. Of course, we are talking about the Labour Amendment Bill. More than 20,000 of formal sector workers have lost their jobs over the past few weeks following the recent confirmation by the Supreme Court of Zimbabwe that employers, just like employees, could terminate employment contracts on 3 months' notice. There are entities, even some state entities, that have actually retrenched workers. These include National Railways of Zimbabwe, Air Zimbabwe, the Grain Marketing Board, the Civil Aviation Authority of Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe National Road Administration, as well as private sector companies like Croco Motors, Econet Wireless, Moonlight Funeral Services, Sino Zimbabwe, Steward Bank, Unilever Zimbabwe, Choppies, TN Holdings, MedTech, and others. Regaiti dzoke kwamuri vamoyo. Vamoyo, seva shandi. Muri kufara here nekuvandudzwa kwemutemo tichitarisa iro bhiri riri mudare reparamende
zvatinofanira kuziva ndezvekuti mutemo uyu une zvakawanda zvairi kutaura zvinotinetsei kuti munhu apindure zvamabvunza nemhinduro imwe chete nekuti patinotarisa nyaya yekutandanisana kumavasa uko kunenge kwatinakei kana kuti tingangoti kwaiswa mato kwaiswa mabreak kana kuti matom kana kuti pane vari kuedza kuti masimbaya angapiwa employer asashandiswe nenzira isiriwo asi mutemo uyu tingautarisa sezvo zvambotaurwa nevamwe pane zvimwe zviri mumukati zvakatoshata kwatiri futi vashandi saka atigoni kupindura nemhinduro imwe chete kuti wakanaka here kana kuti wakashata asi tingandangana nenyaya yekutandanisana kumabasa nekuti mutemo unofanira kushanda uchidzokera kumashure apo tiri kuwirirana nazvo chaizvo nenyaya yekuti mutemo zvawo pachirungu vanoti law is what it is, not what it ought to be. Sezvauri, not even unjust law is law. Ndizvoka. Saka kudzokera kumashure kwatiri chivatsira ruzhinji 20,000 people chinhu chakatinakei chaizvo. Kuti whether that is unfair, yaime debate tingangopinda paari but panyaya yekutandanisana mabasa apa hai tiri kuwirirana nazvo pane zvimwe zvatisingafari nazvo zviri mukati
what Mr. Moyo is saying there is that you know there's a saying that success has many fathers but failure is an orphan That's what he's saying, of course. It seems it's a bill that no one really likes, but what he likes about this bill is that at least the uncontrolled retrenchments that have been happening in the past few weeks will now come to an end. That is the positive that he's seeing there, but overall he's saying he's not happy. Maybe, tingadzoke, tombodzura, vamfukari, tatadzoka kuna Gibbs. Vamfukari, ipo parikunzi vashandirwe vanofanira kubhadhara imwe mari zviri kunzi navamoyo kwavari zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti vashandi havangangobva vasina chekupukutisa digita vashandirwe iripo here mari yacho yekupa vashandi iri kutaura
zviri pachena kune wese anogara muZimbabwe kuti mari iripo here kana kuti haipo mushandi iasset kubusiness nokuti anenge achiunza mari yakawanda kudarika yaachapiwa iye imwe inenge yasara iyi ndiyo inozonziwo ndiyo profit yekambani asi kana mushandi akutadza kuunza mari inokwana yaari kubhadharwa yacho abva kubva paasset ava iliability manje mukazoona kambani yaakuti munhu chienda hako yanyatsoona zveshuwa kuti iwewe hauchakwanisi kuunza mari yakakwana pane yatiri kukubhadhara ndosaka vakuzoti chienda hako nautochiona iko kuti mutemo wedu uri kuti kudini mutemo wedu uri kuti iwo mushandi anofanira kupiwa compensation for loss of a job zvino isu vashandirwi vanenge vachitiwo koni compensation yaakuuya sei nokuti mushandi uyu paanga achindishandira ndaandichimupa mari dzake dzese uye chimwe chatofanira kubvumirana chiri kutaurwa zvisina kunaka nevatapi venhau ndechekuti vashandi vari kungoenda vasina chavakabata handizvo zvachose nokuti mari yepei nemacontributions ekupension ndiwo anonzi mastatutary obligation iyo inotongobhadharwa wedha waita zvokubiswa ne3 months notice kana nechi mari iyoyo inotongobhadharwa so kana ikasabhadharwa ipapo zvayo asi chinotova chikwereti chinofanira kubhadharwa naemployer so kana zvichinzi vanhu vari kungoenda vasina chavainacho hachisi chokwadi nokuti uchaenda uine mari yako yese yawakabhadharwa yawakashandira makore esawanga uri pakambani iyoyo uye uchaenda nepension pension iyi waicontributa iwewe kambani yanga ichicontributawo unoenda nemacontributions ako neekambani zvese Saka isu vashandirwe iko zvino izvi zviva kutiwo saka ino compensation yakutaurwa yanga yeizve tinonzwa kuti zvino zvizvo ndeyekuti handichawani rimwe basa nokuti pandakasiya basa yapapapa handichawani futi rimwe basa ndinotochibvunza kuti iyi imhosva yemushandirwe here kuti hauchawani futi rimwe basa.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamufukari tichazodzoka kwamuri muchitsanangura mega nechirungu kana Gibbs apedza nekuti mati vatori venhau vanenge vasiri kunyatsopa jikesa. So I'm not going to translate for Mr. Mfukari. He is born to chew with the media. He's saying that people are just saying, you know, it's just like people are being dismissed without nothing at all. So later on we'll ask him to explain his point.
And of course in the labor amendment bill, blessing, there's a clause that actually backdates some statutory benefits, you know, on termination of employment to all employees directly or indirectly affected by the Supreme Court judgment. So in effect, you know, it means that these employers are going to pay something, you know, definitely. So we're Baba Konapospanda. Sizwa kuthiwa ke kuyabhekdeytwa okuzawuba khona ukuthi nxa ukuthi umthetho lo ungapaswa sokuyabhekdeytwa to uJulayi 17 kulapho kumele ukuthi baxotshwa ngesikhathi seneso banikwe okunye nje okuyingcosana okuthize kambe kuzahamba njani
indaba yokubhekdeytha leyi nxa umi enyaweni lwesisebenzi iyinto enhle ukuthi sisebenzi sizathola okungcono okuhamba lakho kodwa nxa sesimi ngomthetho sibili ngokubala kwami umthetho weZimbabwe sikhangela iconstitution yeZimbabwe angikuboni kuyinto engathi ngesilungu can stand the constitutional test ngenxa yokuthi iconstitution yeZimbabwe ithi yona ngesikhathi abaqhathi beseza i-termination on notice bebelandela umthetho obukhona ngaleso sikhathi sokubuye umthetho omutsha singaya ku-section 65 ekhuluma nge-fairness siye ku-section 56 ukuthi abantu bonke laba kumele baphathwe ngendlela efananayo izisebenzi labaqhathi phambi komthetho angiboni i-close leyi ipasa khona phana kuzoneziyana indawo zombili nxa umkhathi esukume wathi hayi mina ngizukuyibhadala i-backdating leyi but ngizaphikisana lo mthetho lowo ngize ngiyefika ngaphi e-constitutional court mbona ngazani i-constitutional court ingawulahlela eceleni nxa ngiyibala mina i-constitution but iindaba zomthetho lezi zizima ukuthi uthi kuza kwenzakala lokhu ngoba ukuphumelela lokwehluleka emthethweni esikhathini kuya ngokuthi uma ihambisa indaba kulelo dale uyifike wayiphanyeka ngandlela bani. Lapha sikhuluma ngomthetho nxa siwukhangela sibili ngibone ngazani i-legal committee yephalamente ibiyitshaya ekhaleni ukuthi hayi into le ingasihlupha ku-constitutional court kodwa-ke njengephalamente abenzi bomthetho bakhetha ukuthi hhayi lokhu bakusunduzele eceleni bawufaka umthetho njengomthetho okuza kwenzakala nxa uzafika lo mthetho abaqhathi kuyamele abayibhadala le mali ongafuniyo ukuthi ukuthi uzathatha indlela yokuya ngaphi ku-constitutional court.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mnumzana Spanda ungayigatshana baba ubambe khonapho. So he says that maybe some of the employers may take this matter to court because they may not be having money to pay. So at the end of the day, they will have to have only one way, just the constitutional court.
Of course, this is a very complicated issue. But Mr. Moyo, Mr. Mfukari, and Mr. Sibanda, please do stay on the line. We will continue this program after a short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.